Radio Prague News.
The Constitutional Court has ruled that churches can pursue property restitution demands at court without having to wait for specific legislation. President Václav Klaus has appealed to MPs to reject the government's proposal to increase VAT rates. And the new school year has begun for 1.2 million Czech pupils and students. The Czech Constitutional Court on Monday ruled that churches and religious societies can pursue their property restitution demands at court without having to wait for specific legislation to be passed by Parliament. Former church property confiscated by the communist regime was in 1991 addressed by an act which said all demands would be dealt with in special legislation. Reviewing a complaint by a Roman Catholic parish in Nový Bydžov in eastern Bohemia, however, the court said on Monday that since no such law had been passed to date, churches can take the state to court over individual demands. The lower house of parliament is later this week scheduled to vote on a controversial bill that would return the Roman Catholic Church and other groups some 135 billion crowns worth of property, partly in financial compensation. Some lawyers believe, however, that Monday's ruling by the Constitutional Court would pave the way for church property restitution even if the bill is rejected. President Václav Klaus has appealed to MPs to reject government legislation raising the VAT rates. Speaking during his visit to a Prague elementary school on Monday, Mr. Klaus said that he hoped that common sense will prevail in Tuesday's vote on the issue in the lower house, and that MPs would vote responsibly on the draft legislation. The centre-right Czech government is planning to raise the VAT rates by 1% to 15 and 21% respectively to narrow the gap in public finances. The plan has been criticised by the opposition, a number of economists, including President Klaus, who say that the VAT hike will further deepen the recession of the Czech economy. The real wage decreased by 1.1% in the second quarter of this year, according to figures by the Czech Statistical Office released on Monday. The average salary increased by 2.3% and reached just over 24,600 crowns. However, the real wage decreased after deducting inflation. Analysts say that relatively high inflation of 3%, along with unfavorable development on the labor market and uncertain economic outlook, were the main causes of the decrease in the real wage, which was higher than expected. The makeover of Prague's public transportation system has been reported to have caused minor problems on Monday, the first weekday it was in force after it was launched on Saturday. Some passengers complained about having to transfer on previously direct lines, while others said they needed longer time to cover their daily routes. People also complained that some bus stops were moved or cancelled. As part of the biggest changes to Prague public transport in more than 30 years, some bus and tram lines have been cut, while some of the major lines have been reinforced. The transport company also introduced new cross-city bus connections. The authorities hope that the makeover will cut up to 400 million crowns in costs. The new school year began on Monday for 1.2 million Czech elementary and secondary school students. More than 104,000 children started school for the first time, which was 3,500 more than last year. Elementary schools report an increase in the numbers of pupils for the second year in a row. However, the number of secondary school students dropped by around 5%. President Václav Klaus welcomed pupils at an elementary school in the Prague district of Vinohrady. He said ninth graders a math problem none of them or their teachers were reportedly able to solve. For his part, Education Minister Petr Fiala visited a school in Strakonice in southern Bohemia on Monday. Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa has proposed a moratorium on shale gas exploration in the Czech Republic until the end of June 2014. Mr. Chalupa told reporters on Monday that the moratorium should give lawmakers enough time to pass new legislation introducing rules for the use of exploration technologies. The Environment Ministry is planning to complete an analysis of the impact of shale gas exploration by the end of 2013 before draft legislation is put to vote in Parliament. Mr. Chalupa's proposal will now be discussed by the government. No shale gas deposits have been discovered in the country so far, but plans to launch exploration came under criticism from NGOs, local politicians and inhabitants of the areas that could be affected by these activities. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be mostly clear, with daytime highs ranging between 23 and 27 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Richter, and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. I'm Maggie Lund. Coming up in our programme today, a new school year begins, but the parents of some children starting school this autumn are faced with rising costs as school budgets are cut. Then we're bringing you a roundup of the latest Czech sports headlines, and later, sticking with sports, we talk to footballer Daniel Rossi in this week's One-on-One. All that's coming up, plus more, so stay with us. As students and teachers start the new school year this Monday, parents of Czech elementary school students may have more concerns than in previous years. With the general economic climate worsening, the Education Ministry has had to make some cuts to the school budgets, placing a heavier financial burden on the students' families. Marsha Wilinski has more.
This year, we'll see 12,000 more first graders entering Czech schools than last, yet the budget of the Education Ministry and the help it is able to provide to public elementary schools does not seem to have grown with the student body. The chairwoman of the Czech Association of Elementary School Principals said recently on Czech television that, according to a study carried out in May, 60% of Czech elementary schools do not have enough funds to purchase new textbooks for their students or cover many of the yearly mandatory expenses. Jaroslava Venigerová, a Civic Democratic MP and vice chairwoman of the Parliamentary Committee for Science and Education, says that the government was concerned with more important expenses given this year's state budget cuts.
When you look at the budget for the education ministries and see the priorities for this year, I have to say, unfortunately, that textbooks and learning aids are not a priority because precedence was given to teacher salaries in the regions. When we were looking for where to make cuts, the finance ministry gave only 700 million crowns out of the 4 billion crowns that we needed to save. The rest of the 3.3 billion had to come from the budget of the Education Ministry. This area had to suffer as a result.
The burden of budget cuts will not only affect schools, but inevitably parents as well. Elementary schools, for example, would not receive the so-called crayon subsidies this year. This one-off payment of 800 crowns for every first grader allowed schools to purchase books and some supplies for the upcoming year. This year, though, parents will have to buy these necessary items on their own, in addition to other supplies, books and clothing that can add up to a hefty sum for some parents. The principal at the Jiří Gut Jarkovský Elementary and High School in Prague, Jitka Kendíková, agrees that the changes may be a problem.
I think every crown counts, especially for the parents of first graders, because for many such parents, it's a shock to find out how much all the things they need costs. The 800 crowns allowed us to buy high-quality textbooks for learning, reading and writing, and supplies like crayons and paints. And since I had my own child in the first grade last year, I can say if you want to get quality school supplies for your child, you may have to spend up to 5,000 crowns.
For some parents, this kind of an investment may be a serious burden, forcing them to make compromises not only in the quality of books and supplies, but also clothing. One elementary school decided it wants to minimize the visible signs of economic differences between students and maybe even help some parents save a bit of money by introducing school uniforms. 50 first graders at the Františka Plamínková Elementary School in Prague's Letné district will be the first public school students to wear uniforms in the Czech Republic. The school's principal, Jindřich Koudela, explained why the administration felt this was the right move to make.
We've seen that children have a tendency to compare each other not only according to the clothes they wear, but primarily with that in mind. And richer kids can sometimes say very ugly things to their less well-off classmates. That's why we decided we'll try the uniforms to try to give all of them the same opportunities.
The local municipal administration paid around 100,000 crowns so that the school can provide 4 short-sleeve, 2 long-sleeve polo shirts and a sweatshirt to each first-grade student for free. The girls' shirts will be raspberry pink and boys will have a royal blue shirt with the school's insignia embroidered on the front. Some, though, have doubts about how much it will actually level the playing field and not simply raise the profile of the school in the current competitive education environment.
Masha Vilinsky reporting. And if you'd like to get in touch and tell us what you think of that story, or if you have a child starting at a Czech school this year, you can write to us at english@radio.cz. But now we're moving on to more sport with the latest results and headlines with Jaromír Pavlík.
Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová lost her fourth round match at the US Open against Marion Bartoli 6-1, 2-6, 0-6 on Sunday. Although Bartoli failed to hold a single service game in the first set thanks to an overpowering game from the Czech, the Frenchwoman fully recovered for the final two sets. After failing to show up for the first seven games, Bartoli suddenly found her bearings at the start of the second set. The Frenchwoman's confidence grew with every rally. Once she was up 4-2 in the second set, she won eight straight games to close out the match. After the match, here's what the defeated Czech player had to say.
I feel sad, that's for sure. The first set might have appeared to be quite easy, but it wasn't. Marion then started to play as she needed and it paid off, unfortunately.
One person was killed and one injured when a rally car raced by Václav Kopáček and Tomáš Singer flew off the road during the 13th stage in the Baron Czech rally held in Zlín on Sunday. The race was then stopped. Organizers later said the two spectators were in a zone that was off-limits to viewers. Juho Hanninen was later declared the winner of the Baron Czech Rally Zlín, the ninth round of the 2012 Intercontinental Rally Challenge. Although podium celebrations were cancelled as a mark of respect following the tragic accident. Football's František Cipro, the head coach of Dynamo České Budějovice in the Czech top flight, was sacked on Monday after his club suffered five defeats in the first six rounds. The decision followed a loss to Brno on Saturday. Dynamo sank to the last position in standings. Miroslav Soukup, fired from Slovácko 2 weeks ago, is allegedly among the favorites to replace Cipro. Besides Soukup and Cipro, coach David Vavruška lost his job with FK Příbram last week. And for a look at the London Paralympics, Radim Bieleš became the first Czech to clinch a medal at the London Paralympics. On Friday, he earned silver in the club throw category. Also on Friday, Jan Povýšil won bronze in the 50 meters freestyle swim and Rostislav Polman earned a silver medal in the discus throw. Shot put finalist Aleš Kysý came up just short of a medal and finished fourth, a repeat of his performance in Beijing 4 years ago. On Saturday, Czech multiple gold medalist Jiří Ježek was among the favorites in track in the individual 4,000 meters pursuit and earned a silver medal with a second best time. The Paralympic Games in London continue until September 9th. In football news again, following Friday's draw in Monaco, football's Viktoria Plzeň will start their UEFA Europa League campaign in Group B, which features reigning champions Atletico Madrid of Spain, Portugal's Coimbra and Israel's Hapoel Tel Aviv. AC Sparta Praha landed one of the most difficult groups in this year's competition, Group I, including French powerhouse Olympique Lyonnais, Spain's Athletic Bilbao, and Israel's Hapoel Kiryat Shmona. The first round matches take place on September 20th. Only the group winners and runners-up will progress to the round of 32 in the spring.
That was Jaromír Pavlík with the sports news. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Coming up next, we'd stay with Jaromír as he talks to the professional footballer Daniel Rossi in this week's One on One.
Hello, my name is Jaromír Pavlík and I'm bringing you the one-on-one interview today. Daniel Rossi Silva is a Brazilian football player who plays for the Czech First League team SK Sigma Olomouc. Before he has become one of the most respected defensive midfielders here, he also played in Japan. How does he deal with different cultures? The 31-year-old athlete speaks Portuguese, English, Italian, and, surprisingly, very good Czech. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm okay, I'm fine.
How do you enjoy a Czech summer? Is it different from the summer in Brazil?
Actually not. I think that is the same weather during the summer. Only here during the winter, that is very different because we don't have this kind of snow that we can see here.
And do you like snow?
Actually not, because when we play during the winter, it's horrible for me. I don't like to work on snow.
Summer in the Czech Republic comes in a different time period than in Brazil. Can you explain us when does the Brazilian summer start?
The Brazilian summer starts, I think, that in the beginning of December. I'm not sure, but I think this the whole December and January, February.
So you usually have Christmas during your summer in Brazil?
Yes. No snow, no winter, sunny every day. It's nice.
Isn't it kind of hard for you when you have a winter break? There are big differences in temperature. Does it cause you any problems?
Actually, yes. It's nice when we are playing here during the winter and I have holidays and I go to the summer in Brazil. It's nice to enjoy that. But at the same time, it's hard when I was there during the summer and I have to come to start the preparation here during the winter. It's very hard because it's so different. And I think the body, my body, sometimes didn't correspond to this situation. It was hard.
How long have you been in Czech Republic for already?
I'm living here already 5 years.
When you arrived, was it hard for you to adapt to Czech culture?
In the beginning, yes, because of language, and it's hard to be in a place in where you cannot understand all what the people say, and you try to do the best, but at the same time, it's hard to then to have patience with you when you are during the work. I think it was only the language at the first, my first problem here. But then football is the same everywhere. So working, I didn't have a problem.
Can you remember one of the first words you have learned in Czech?
I think it was ahoy. I think it was the first word.
Okay, I know you like reading books a lot. Can you mention some of the Czech authors you like?
I tried to read one book. The name, it was Smiešné lásky. It's like this. I tried to read, but it was hard for me to finish. It was from the author was Milan Kundera. And I like it, but I didn't read the whole book. I couldn't.
Did you try to read it in original language?
Yes, in Czech. I tried that.
And have you ever tried to read a Czech author in translation?
No, I don't think so. Maybe in the beginning, I bought a book of Karel Čapek in English, but I don't know if I finish or if I just buy and I try to read, and I didn't have time. I don't remember. It's part of my life to read something. When I wake up every day, I have to read something to relax. After the training or before to sleep, is always I have to read something, so I have always a book close to me. For me, it's part of my life already.
Is there any girlfriend who is part of your life too? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I have a girlfriend for 80 years already. Her name is Tabata. She's the part of my life too.
Is she Brazilian?
Yes, she's from Brazil. Yeah, the same city we first met, I think 9 years ago. She's already part of me.
Are you kind of different from other Brazilians? I know you have Italian ancestors. It's notable from your surname, Rossi, which is pronounced Rossi in Portuguese. Do you feel the difference from the other Brazilians somehow?
Actually not. I think it's just the name. In Brazil, we have a lot of races or names and people from everywhere living in Brazil. I don't see any difference. I used to say that I'm a human being and nationality is not a big thing for me. It's not important that...
Have you ever had a problem with this in the Czech Republic? People calling you, you're different?
Sometimes when we lose a game or we have a problem in my job, for example, I play football. So the people expect that a Brazilian player plays always very well, makes nice games. I think it was the main problem sometimes because it's not every day that you can do your 100%.
Where would you want to raise your kids?
I don't know yet. I think that I'm gonna have a family only when I stop to play. That is my plan. I don't know when, but after that I want to have a family and raise my kid. But I don't know where yet. I don't think about that.
In the past, I heard you speaking about studying, doing some university. Is it still one of the goals for you?
Yes. This is a plan that I have, and I have to do that because it's missing to me. I have to study something. But now, as I play with football, we don't have time for that. And we play almost every week. We have trainings. Is stressful for the body, for the life. So it's better when I stop and I'm gonna study something.
How would you explain a life of a professional football player, Brazilian football player, living in the Czech Republic?
I wake up, I have a breakfast, I go to the training, I have lunch, I back to home. Sometimes when I don't have training in the afternoon, I go to somewhere to have a coffee with a friend or something. Then I back to home. I speak almost every day with my girlfriend by Skype when she's not here in Czech Republic with me. And then I sleep very early every day because we have training every day, so we have to take care of my body too. It's like this. So you know, during the weekends we play. When I have some free day, I used to go to the movies with a friend or... It's like this.
Do you eat healthy?
Yes. All the time I try to... Because we all the time eating something, the same thing every week because of our diet of athlete. Sometimes I eat some junk food.
Like what?
I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm a little bit tired to go to somewhere and it's easy to buy something on the street and eat.
Besides a girlfriend, what do you miss the most that you have in Brazil and you cannot find here?
Sometimes I miss the company of my family, that my relatives that I don't see. I'm living here for 5 years and I see them twice a year, and I miss that sometimes.
Is there anything you don't have in Brazil and you would like to bring it with you to Brazil?
Actually, I really like Olomouc. I really like to live here in Czech. I like the people. I like the way the people think here. It's a good life. It's and the security and all the stuff.
Czech food, for example?
Yeah, the Czech food, tatarak. Yes, I could bring tatarak to Brazil. It's a food that I like.
Also, I know that probably, maybe in the next transfer window, you will change your club. I hope you will stay in touch and I wish you good luck in all of your upcoming games and in your personal life as well. Thank you that you were the guest on my one-on-one show today and hopefully see you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
That was Daniel Rossi talking to Jaromir Pavlík. And that was the final part of Radio Prague's English show for today. But you can hear all our programmes again online at radio.cz. And if you want to get in touch with the show with any questions or just to let us know what you think, you can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or by post to Vinohradská 12, postal code 12099, Prague 2. But for now, from me, Maggie Lund, and everybody else here at Radio Prague, thank you for joining us, and goodbye.